It is time, boys and girls, for Eat, Drink, and Be Scary. All of our Murphy, Sam, and Jody Halloween recipes for you for not just trick-or-treat night, but, you know, Halloween parties.
Any
leading
parties
up to
that you're doing.
Anything.
Yeah. Jody's already started trick-or-treat at our house.
How so?
So we had some candy in a little pumpkin that Jody, you know, does when our friends came over for the weekend.
Yeah.
I filled up the candy pumpkins.
And she didn't want to keep the candy in the house. So the trick became our oldest daughter, Taylor, came over. She gave Taylor the whole bucket. And now we have no candy in the house.
Oh, bummer.
You said you didn't want to be eating candy.
It's true.
While he was eating the Twix, digging the Twix out, he's like, I shouldn't be eating these.
That's the point. It was all bite-sized stuff. I'm like, yeah, this has got to go. I can't do that.
It'll be back in 2 weeks.
It won't. We don't have trick-or-treaters at our house.
Yeah, remember? Nobody shows up at our house.
On our street. Plus, with the bridge out, no way.
That's what happened last year. And that hence the entire bowl of candy for me. Which
that's
was fun while it lasted, but
that's the surefire way not to eat a bunch of Halloween candy is not have it in the house.
Yes, it
gave it to Taylor to bring to her apartment. I'm like, look, delight your roommates. Even gave her the big, you know, cute trick or treat plastic orange bowl.
Well, she works in the office at the apartment, so she can just put it in the front desk.
She might, or she might just leave it in her apartment. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Eat, Drink, or Be Scary, our recipes this year for you for Halloween parties, for trick-or-treat night, witch's punch, which is so super easy, and it's green, and it's got the sherbet floating in it. You can put a floating ice hand in it if you want to.
Ooh, yes.
That's easy to do with
and it keeps cold.
It does. Yeah. It's easy to do with a rubber glove.
Yeah.
You know what I like to do with the ice hand is put one of those spider rings on it.
Ah.
It's so cute. There's some other stuff there, too.
Are the candies and things that you've done before with, like, the pretzel sticks with the spiders?
Yes,
and
Halloween bark is there. Pumpkin bread, of course, is here. And we also have that spooky dirt cake recipe.
Yeah. The homemade stuff is a lot of fun.
I know. It's so delicious. So to get you ready for the season as far as eats go, Eat, Drink, and Be Scary. Those recipes are at MurphySamAndJody.com.
Coming up, Jody has three things to know today at 6:50.
Coming up next, though, what does your dog do that shows you he's confident? Like confident dog behavior. I cannot wait to tell you. Do you know if your dog feels confident? I mean, what a silly sounding question, but I just have to say this is the cutest thing I've ever read for dog people, and I got to tell you.
So is this a scientifically proven thing now?
It's a professional dog trainers, you know, the ones who, dog whisperers, say this is one of those signs that a dog is confident in the moment. I'm like, man, bring it. And this is a behavior that I've definitely seen.
Okay.
And guess who does it?
Champ.
Yeah, our alpha dog. If your dog kicks up some grass behind him or her after going potty, they're confident. They're confident about what they just did, and they know that they're leaving their scent, and they're just confident in their swagger.
Really? We have,
yes.
I always thought that was the...
It's marking.
Fake covering it up.
It's not. Although it seems to humans, it would seem like it's a covering up thing, but they don't cover anything.
Well, within our pack, Jody, Edie does that. And Edie is our most submissive dog, and I would say the least confident.
She must be copying Champ then. Anyway, when I take Champ for a walk and he, you know, pees on the bush or whatever, he spends a lot of time covering it up afterwards. Hmm. And I know it's a scent thing with the paws. Like, not only did I just drop that there, but I'm also going to, you know, scrape the ground and let you know that that was me. But a confident, and he does seem extra confident when he's doing that. It's a confident-esque behavior.
He's on a mission when he's walking. That's different than he is when he's in the house.
He's completely different when he knows he's going outside. He is a different dog when he's on a walk. Mm-hmm. It is his proudest moment. He lives for it.
Yes, he does.
Does Gus ever cover up any of his ones
Gus
or twos?
Gus has never covered up anything. Gus is not a, no.
Aw.
I don't think Gus is a confident dog.
Well, they say
he's
that
just
means
a dog.
It's a sign of dog swagger. Mm. I just thought that's the cutest thing ever. Because, you know, you have these animals, you live with if you're a dog family, you live with them sometimes for years and years, and they have all these weird behaviors and you don't know what they mean.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit glimpses here and there of what it means.
Does the dog whisperers say anything about dogs who like to eat from the backyard?
You know what? I don't want to know.
I guess you'd have to be pretty confident if you want to do that.
Gross. Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gain Fling's Laundry Detergent.
When you think of daytime talk show host, who comes to your mind first?
Kelly Clarkson.
Very good answer.
Ellen. I mean, I know she's retired, but you know.
Not Drew Barrymore yet. Hey.
Well, we're not really watching because we're sitting here. We're not watching.
I know, but still, I love her show. Okay, but it's a hard, I think it's a hard job. Everyone thinks they can do it.
It's
but
a daily show.
To
is
do
not
something well with that sort of precision every day. They have certain marks to hit. They have certain time limits on what their segments. It's a hard game, and you have to bring a high level of performance every single day. I think it's hard. There's a new show coming, and it's comedian and actor Ken Jeong coming to daytime TV. And if you don't know who that is, you may have known him first as Mr. Chow from The Hangover.
Hey, if it's a no big deal, why when I come after you guys, he starts screaming like crazy and throw me a trunk?
He's actually a doctor. You guys know that?
Yeah, he is.
He's a doctor, but he also is
a
comedian,
comedy.
An actor. He's fabulous. 2024 premiere for his syndicated talk show. It's coming. They're excited to be working with him. The production company, because they're like, look, he's talented, entertaining, he's hilarious, but compassionate, and people feel his sincerity.
So it'll be that kind of show where he's doing the interviews and all that?
Everything.
Oh, wow.
Everything
you
can normally expect from daytime talk.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
Yeah, this Christmas, get ready for Elf in the Freezer.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Kohl's.
And the Elf on the Shelf this year has gone into the freezer.
Oh, really? How's that?
And I don't mean one of those days when you wake up and you find him in the freezer, because that's where he was hiding. Elf on the Shelf, Santa's Cookies ice cream is coming.
Oh,
it's
bring it.
Ice cream with red and green sugar cookie crumbles in it. And they're also going to make Santa's Cookies ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah, that's cute.
Which is going to have sugar cookie sandwiches, not the chocolate kind.
Oh, that's...
Hey!
Who's making these?
The elf is.
The elf on the shelf.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Not
between,
Buddy the elf, but the elf on the shelf who watches you.
Yeah, in between when he's running back and forth to the North Pole to report on you.
Okay.
Some other new food products. You know, Thomas, the one that makes the bagels, and they also make English muffins.
Yes, they make everything bagels, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. Now they have croissant bread. It's like a combination of two different worlds. It's a loaf of bread, sliced in slices, but the inside has
bread.
The consistency of a croissant, like in flaky.
Nice.
So
that's different.
Taste that and see what it tastes like.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's
okay.
Almost, what's the word I'm looking for? What's the really buttery bread?
Brioche.
Brioche, yes.
He's
brioche
always
like.
Looking for that word.
Yeah, I am. I never
he just
sits.
Wants to say it.
Yeah.
Oh, is this a brioche bread?
Yeah.
Quaker Chewy Granola Oatmeal, cereal, if you like the... granola, the little granola bars. They now make it in cereal form, chocolate and strawberry.
You know how I feel about that.
What?
We have a lot of cereals.
Oh,
we have so many cereals.
Yeah.
You could eat cereal every day of the month and never even go halfway down the aisle.
Yeah.
It's
well,
so much.
This is a good new thing. Otherwise, you'd just be mashing up granola bars and pouring milk on them, right?
Like I have been doing for 30 years.
No, right.
Okay, the stuff they put on popcorn, this is not a guessing game, by the way.
I love
in the popcorn
games.
Aisle, they have that Shakers stuff that you can put. I brought the Parmesan one time. It's really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
As long as you don't use too much.
Okay.
Well, now they have peppermint chocolate.
Oh, what? So you got the sweet and salty thing going
there.
Yeah,
I know. That's just a little much to me. Peppermint chocolate on popcorn.
I you know what? I would like to try that.
Murphy will try anything.
Well, because, I mean, think about it. Cracker Jack is sugared corn. Popcorn, I mean. You know what I mean? There, those
like
snacks,
kettle corn?
I'm about to say.
There are chocolate-covered popcorn snacks out there right now. So, I mean, there are people that are already mixing it up.
Okay. Well, you can go try it. Peppermint chocolate.
Thank you, food dude. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Brought to you by Tide.
Number one, it was announced yesterday during a press conference that President Joe Biden will be visiting Israel tomorrow. Also, it was announced that they're putting about 2,000 U.S. troops on prepare to deploy orders. That happened yesterday. Mm. And so they would be going to the area as support staff. And that's all we know at this point. That's all they know, just to be ready.
Yeah.
Number two, a lot of our iPhones, thousands of iPhones need to be replaced this week.
Why?
After the weekend's Ring of Fire eclipse. Everybody was trying to use their phone. Not just to take pictures, but like using time-lapse videos.
Oh.
And the camera components you're not supposed to point it right at the sun, certainly not an eclipse.
Yeah.
Say, and so those
so it fried some phones.
It fried some phones.
Yeah.
They're saying the next one is in April. Look out. Be careful not, you know, remember that you don't want to ruin your phone just for a really good video. And number three, it was announced yesterday that Dolly Parton will be the halftime performer for the Thanksgiving Day NFL game with the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Commanders.
That's the Salvation Army Kettle
Kickoff. Yeah. And she said she's definitely going to be doing some of her new rock music.
Oh, cool. Three things for you to know today.
We love hearing from you the most, so jump in anytime. So many ways to do that. You can email us. You can hit us up on Instagram or Facebook. There's an email from Carl I want to get to right away. I am a fan of horror movies. We've been talking about that, dropping those in, because there are certain ones that you can take and certain ones that you don't like and certain ones that stick with you your whole life.
Some don't like the genre at all.
Right. Carl says, I'm a fan. I don't let them get to me, but two that I don't normally let them get to me, but the two that do are... Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2.
Oh.
Very specific.
Not the first one, huh?
And well, sometimes the second movie will bring it, right? Mm. And the second being the 2013 movie The Evil Dead.
Oh.
So I guess if you've never seen it and you're looking for it, Carl is recommending it because they stuck with Carl.
Okay.
Right?
I'm just not that. See that,
I stayed away from the Chainsaw Massacres.
Yeah, right. Me too.
The title was enough.
Yeah. I mean, Chainsaw Massacre.
The title is enough.
Yeah, take me out. Yeah.
Join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Yeah, we love to hear from you. How are you, Anita?
Good. I make Jody's pumpkin bread and pumpkin muffins a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Do you make bread more often or muffins?
It depends on what we feel like eating. Yeah. And also, if you make a homemade cream cheese icing and put on there, it's really good.
Oh, man, that sounds good.
I can't imagine that it needs more sweetness, but that doesn't sound bad at all.
Sometimes I bake goods and sell them to make a little extra money, and I have people that will order pumpkin bread, and they want the icing on it.
I met a lady last Christmas, Anita, who told me that she started making my pumpkin bread recipe for all the teachers in her school for a teacher's gift at the end of the school year or whatever. And then the next year, the next Christmas, they came to her and said, make these for me. I'll pay you. And people bought them from her to give.
Yeah. I'd make it just like your recipe. Comes out perfect every time.
Yum. So. Well, I'm glad you enjoy it.
Always. I love y'all's show. Y'all have a great day.
You too,
thank
Anita.
Thank you, Anita. We appreciate that. You know, that's a smell I haven't smelled in the house yet this year. No, well, not the season. You made some pumpkin bread earlier.
A couple of months ago.
Summertime pumpkin bread, which was kind of happy.
I don't know why I did that. What was I thinking?
You were making it for a friend.
Oh, I made it for Sam. Yeah. I did make it for you. I forgot. Why did I give it to you?
Just because. I don't know. You gave me a loaf about 2 months ago.
Wow, I was being nice.
I think it was your birthday.
Oh,
that's right.
Not for no reason.
Okay. Join us anytime. 877-310-4MSJ. Coming up next, annoying coworker behavior. Annoying coworker behavior. I know Sam wants to jump in on this.
I just want to say, if you don't think you have an annoying coworker, it might be you.
That's so true, funny, but true. A little freaky.
A lot of honesty. You're dripping with honesty with that one. Okay, Sam, I would like to let you guess, since you are easily annoyed. Why don't you drop a guess on one or two of the top things? I got three things for you.
Okay, it's the person who doesn't respect your... I don't even know how to put it. When you're working, you're obviously... into working.
You're focused.
Concentrated. You're focused. And they still want to stand there and talk to you. Whether they come into your office or whether they just want to interrupt you and talk to you about whatever's going on.
That's number two on the list. But both the top two things are talking. Hmm. So what you're talking about is someone who's not reading the room.
Right.
Who's not catching the social cues.
Yeah.
So if someone's annoying and talking to you while you are clearly like on a call or focused.
Yeah.
That's my only, and Murphy will disagree with this, but that's my only problem with open workspaces. Because I know that it creates collaboration, right? Is that what you've always said?
It does, yes.
It fosters collaboration.
And I guess you just have to take if somebody's extreme, pull them aside and have a conversation, or have the supervisor pull them aside and have a conversation with them. But yes, you're right. It's opened up a different world for that.
If you're going to be working with people in any sort of situation, try to learn to read social cues and the room of if somebody's busy, give them the time to focus.
The flip side of the collaborative workspace, however, is that you can walk away easily. Whereas if you were in an office and the person's in your office, it's more difficult to get the person to exit your office.
Oh, so what you're saying is you've been cornered in your office, Mark.
Oh, I mean, there were days, yeah. But the polite way to have that happen is you stand up from your desk and you start to walk out of the room, and then follow you out of the room.
Then they follow you down the hall.
To the bathroom.
Okay. So the number two thing on the list that is most annoying would be what you just said. Like someone talking to you when you are trying to focus. The number one on the list is loud talking.
Oh, yeah.
Too loud. You can hear them down the hall. You can hear them on the other side of the collaborative workspace.
That makes sense.
And the third thing, gossiping, which is also talking.
Yeah.
You got to know if you gossip at work, it says more about you than what you're saying about
the other person.
Someone. Yeah.
Coming up, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Not gossip.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gainflings Laundry Detergent.
Netflix is preparing everybody for the wrap-up of its major hit series, The Crown.
The crown is a symbol of permanence.
It's the sixth and final season. We got that trailer last week, and it looks so good. Like
crown-like.
Goosebumps, okay? So part one will be in November, part two in December. So now they're slowly releasing details.
Mm-hmm.
So this first part will be all about Princess Diana, you know, and her new relationship with Dodi Fayed, which we all know. We remember that name, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to, you know, bring us to their tragic deaths and that family trying to deal with it. It's really, really going there.
Mm-hmm.
This show may not go all the way to Harry and Meghan. It won't. That's what they've said. But this is where they're going in season six, which you are a month away from getting. I also have some other sort of retro news for Top Gun fans. I know we all had Top Gun Maverick and we had our fill of it last year. It's still streaming, by the way. There's a docuseries, a documentary in the works called Top Gun, The Next Generation, which is an actual series taking a look at those real-life naval aviators.
The real Top Guns?
The real Top Guns, how they get there, the demanding training, the tough parts of their job, like landing on an aircraft carrier. Mm-hmm. You get to go along with that. No release date yet, but it is coming from National Geographic.
Coming up, we've got music news on the way. We're going to find out what Oscar nominee is going to be voicing Britney's audiobook.
Sam's got music news.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Well, we are just just 1 week away from Britney dropping her book on us. The Woman in Me.
Yeah.
The new news on this one
is... There's going to be a song like that. That's why that's the title.
We now know who is going to be doing the audiobook for her.
Not her?
No. Britney says she's going to do the introduction, but reliving this has been very heart-wrenching, and that, for that reason, she doesn't want to read the whole book.
Okay.
She's going to do the intro, but the book is going to be read by Academy Award nominee Michelle Williams.
Joey, you took that one way too far. You want to know the truth? You want to? Because the truth is, ever since Dawson and I broke up, you have been
from Dawson's
scared.
Creek.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that? And Michelle issued a statement that said, I stand with Britney.
Will she be like acting it out or just reading it to us? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
You mean, will she be dancing on Instagram?
Okay.
By the way, I don't know if you knew this too, but it comes out next week, next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Monday and Wednesday, they're bringing Crossroads back to the theaters. Britney's movie.
Right.
I heard that. The one that gave us this song.
I'm not a girl. Not yet a woman. That's right.
Not yet a woman. And by the way, screenwriter for Crossroads was Shonda Rhimes.
Oh, yes.
Did not know that.
Wow, all that's coming back. Oh, my goodness. Hey, all right, thank you, Sam.
Moving on to Beyonce and the Renaissance World Tour.
The goal for this tour was to create a place where everyone is free.
Now, that's from the movie that's going to be coming out December the 1st. Yes. We're wrapping up the tour, but Beyonce now has the tour that's grossed the most by a female, $579.8 million from 56 shows.
That's incredible.
Of course, you're saying, what about Taylor Swift? Well, they haven't released their numbers yet, and I mean that tour is still going on, technically.
Sure. Right,
it's going
to
go on all the way through next year.
It is.
So we'll see about that one.
Very good.
And Kelly Clarkson says that she walked out on a chance to write a song with Mariah Carey. She walked away.
Why?
It's when Mariah was on The Voice. Kelly was on The Voice, Mariah, and she said Mariah walked up to her. They were talking, and she was just starstruck. And Mariah says, "We should write together." And Kelly turned and walked away.
Oh, no.
Without giving an answer. And her friends are like, "Hey, you just walked away. She offered to write. You just..."
So, you just did that to Mariah.
Yeah. So now she says, "Okay, Mariah, if you're listening, I do want to write with you."
Coming up, Jody has three things to know today.
Three things you need to know today.
Powered by Tide.
Number one, AI, artificial intelligence, is being used in Israel to help find hostages and help find people.
How?
Volunteers are using it. Tech and social media experts are using it. They're working around the clock to find news, good or bad, to deliver to families. There are about 200 people who are still, well, who are thought to be
hostages,
you know, being held captive right now. So they compare photos online to some of the disturbing and difficult videos they're seeing.
Right.
So that's good news that they're able to use that. Number two, flag football and some other sports headed to the 2028 Olympics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
So flag football will now be a sport. They voted, the Olympic Committee. They're bringing back cricket for the first time in hundreds of years. Baseball and softball, lacrosse and squash.
Well, baseball's been there before, so I guess it's coming
back and forth, coming back and forth. Of course, the 2028 games will be played in LA, which is a great place for the Summer Olympics.
I wonder if NFL stars will be in flag football.
That's the big fun question, right? And number three, which fast food is the slowest? For the ninth year in a row, Chick-fil-A's line is the slowest. Not
really?
That anyone's complaining. McDonald's is the second slowest. The fastest one, Taco Bell, where you get your food in 200 seconds or so.
Wow. Three things for you to know today.
Yeah, we heard from Anita, who called 877-310-4MSJ this morning, saying that she now makes money off of your pumpkin bread recipe,
Jody. Heard that, too.
And you... You chimed in and said that you had a teacher friend, I think, same thing.
A teacher emailed me last Christmas and said, "Hey, all the teachers in my school request this now. Yeah. They want me to bake it so that they can take it and give it
as gifts."
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of making money off the deal?
I've thought about it, but I don't have the time in my life to do that. Do I, Murph?
Not really.
I don't.
And you know,
you have to make a lot of pumpkin bread and sell it to make real money.
Well, yeah, it's not like you're going to make 10 loaves all season.
Right.
No.
You make two loaves at a time, and I guess anytime you start to expand something out, you have to be really careful about quality control, too, because the more ingredients you mix, the more you could throw the recipe off. But I think the bigger thing than that is when you make it, you enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so if you turn something like that into an opportunity that you're going to try to continue to do, then now it's work. It's not fun.
Here's the true story about this pumpkin bread. This was before Taylor was born, our first child. So I was probably, it's a long time ago, and I was pregnant and I was playing around because I've always liked pumpkin. I like it as a food, period, almost any way. But I was looking for a pumpkin bread recipe that didn't taste overly cinnamoned out or nutmegged out. I wanted the pumpkin, right, flavor. And so I started looking at several different recipes, and I found, I kind of created my own. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I created this on my own. I got rid of the cloves in some of the recipes I saw and put less cinnamon, blah, blah, blah. And we put it together, and I started making it. And the funny thing about it to me is this. Every time I bake it and the kids eat it, or Murphy especially is the one to comment, "Oh my God, you're surprised that it tastes exactly the same." I can't believe it's exactly the same every time.
It is absolutely consistent.
But baking is that way. Yeah. Baking is a science.
As long as you follow the rules.
Exact measurements matter in baking. Regular cooking can be a little bit different every time, but baking has to be perfect.
Well, your pumpkin bread is perfect.
Practically perfect.
That's sweet. Anyway, okay, so check out the recipe for it along with all of the rest of our Halloween stuff. Eat, drink, and be scary recipes at MurphySamAndJody.com. Join us anytime. We like having you along. 877-310-4MSJ. If we are not able to, you know, pick it up when you call, you can leave us a voicemail and let's grab some.
Never miss a call. Murphy, Sam, and Jody, 24-hour voicemail.
Good morning, Murphy, Sam, and Jody. This is Jerry. I've called a couple of times in the past. I just wanted to start off by saying, unfortunately, the Duchess Hazel, my cat that was 22 years old, she passed last Thursday at the age of 22 and a half.
Oh.
I ha- had her since she was a baby, so that was a long, long time. Mm-hmm. The other part is you're talking about hugs. I'm Latino, so that means that we hug everybody. Mm-hmm. When we go to networking events, business, professional events, everybody hugs everybody. Mm-hmm. If you know them, they get a kiss on the cheek as well, but everybody hugs everybody. The guys do the half hug, the men and women do the hugs, the women do the hugs. Mm-hmm. It's just part of the culture. So it's kind of funny that you think it's awkward. Mm-hmm. Growing up, that's just what it was. You just hugged everybody, relatives, non-relatives, business, it doesn't matter. Sweet. I hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Jerry. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's awkward. I like to hug. I'll hug anybody almost, but it's apparently in certain business and social situations, other people find hugging awkward. Yeah. And it's something that you need to learn to read. Like we were talking earlier about reading a room. You know, you kind of have a couple of seconds to read whether somebody wants to be hugged or not before you go in and wrap them up.
But Jerry was talking about his cat living 22 and a half years.
That is an old cat.
Yeah. I mean, it's usually what cats live, how many years? 15, 16, 17?
When my mom's cat, P. Dinker, that was his name, died at the age of 17, that was the oldest cat anybody in my family had ever heard of. Okay. So 22. Yeah.
How functioning was P. Dinker?
I mean, he didn't have to be high functioning. My mom was taking care of his every need.
He wasn't crawling around like hacking furballs constantly.
Not constantly. He had a good life. Anyway, you know, the reason that Jerry called us to tell us about Hazel is because we have a rescue dog named Hazel. Mm-hmm. And we sweated the name, and then he called us to say, I have a cat named Duchess Hazel.
Yes.
So bless you, and sorry about your loss. Join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Gainflings Laundry Detergent.
So who is concerned about Britney Spears' memoir that's coming out? It's called The Woman in Me. It's out next Tuesday, October 24th. Everybody's expecting bombshells. Well, Britney bombshells.
Well, probably definitely the family's going to get thrown under the bus.
Thank you very much. Like her side of the story, you know, and in any story, everyone has their side of it.
Yeah.
You know, but the word is that one Mr. Justin Timberlake is a little concerned. Do you remember that they dated for 3 years and broke up in 2002?
How could I forget? There's a picture burned into my mind of them both wearing blue jeans.
Denim.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is hot again, by the way. Wearing all denim is hot again.
Okay.
Everything is cyclical, especially in fashion. My thing with this is like, yes, of course he's concerned because she could say things that people will not forget and will be burned into their mind. But go back to when you were very young in your first couple of relationships. Mm-hmm. We all had behavior that we would not repeat, right?
Well,
I hate that. I wouldn't want something that I did to an ex-boyfriend years ago.
Not to bring up her past, but I mean, she was in the conservatorship. She had the issues with the shaving her head and all that.
Yes.
So anybody that's attacked can turn around and say, you know, that maybe her memory's a little different.
The word is that he is very concerned that she might go after him hard. We shall see. The book is out next week. It's called The Woman in Me. Earlier when we were saying the most annoying coworker behavior, Sam's favorite words we've ever said. Would you agree, though, that you are easily annoyed?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay.
Not just at work.
I'm glad that you know that.
In life in general. In traffic.
Yeah, you are easily annoyed.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm working on it.
Good. We all should be working on our things that we know. Self-awareness is everything.
And I'm annoyed with myself because I'm not working on it well enough.
That's the true story, right? You're just as annoyed with yourself as you are with everybody else. That's not fun.
No.
Because you're stuck living with yourself 24 hours a day.
I've tried to get away from me, but I can't.
Give yourself a break. You're not annoying.
Right.
You might be annoyed easily, but I don't find you annoying.
Right. Usually, huh?
I never have.
Oh.
Have you ever found Sam annoying?
No.
Me either.
No, I haven't really.
I'm sure he's found us annoying.
Let's wait till the microphones are off.
Yeah, even when he was still drinking, you know?
No, never annoying. Always funny.
Of course.
All right. The reason I bring it back up is because we started talking about it and, you know, talking about the most annoying behavior that coworkers report is talking loud or talking to someone when they're clearly trying to focus on something else.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Murphy, you talked about being cornered in your office when you obviously have other work to do. And it made me ask the questions and say that that is about reading a room, not being able to read the room. And I looked it up and, you know, read the room, it all it means is self-awareness. And it's something that you have to learn over time. It takes experience to learn to read a room.
Yeah.
It's about your communication skills and your self-awareness. Mm. But the problem with it is, if you don't know how to read the room, you don't know that you have a problem to work on.
Yeah.
Well, let's reverse it. If you are being accosted by a person who can't read the room, what is your out?
Well, you just tell them to read the room.
You have to work on your communication skills.
I'm sorry, but doesn't it look like I'm working?
That's what I know. What you want to say? What you would have to say? Is, I'm sorry.
For me, sometimes you just say, "Hey, look, thanks, man, but like, I got to get back to this. I've got to get this done. It's really simple. It's just, you know,
I got to finish this puzzle."
This Amazon price is only good for another 15 minutes.